Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to another night of a Municipal Band Concert. I am Chris Truckenmiller, high school band director, Boone Municipal Band Director, fifth in line for mayor of Boone, and behind me is your Boone Municipal Band. Thank you. Tonight, we are going to bring you some holiday cheer. It is Christmas in July. So, get out those heaters and sit back and relax, and we'll join the band already in progress. Well, welcome everyone. It is a cold one today, I know. We are going to continue our concert, of course, with the playing of the Star Spangled Banner, so please join us in the singing led by Dan Springler. Back to our concert. We are going to play for you a new piece to the band entitled Wolves of Alaska by Rossano Galante. This piece is so beautiful that you would think it belongs in a movie. This piece starts very fast and exciting. It's very rhythmic. And if you listen closely, you'll hear that we're not just in 4/4 time. We're switching it up a little bit. There's a lovely middle section, and then the music gets so grand that you can practically see the snowy mountains. So this is Wolves of Alaska. Thank you. Please welcome to the stage Candy from the library.
Thanks, Chris. I haven't seen you for a while, but I have a lot to talk about, as always. Mr. Z, our children's director, has a dinosaur that it's been coming to the library, and you can come and see him tomorrow at 10 a.m. In the afternoon, you can stop in and see Ian Runstead. Ian, wave your hand. Ian will help you with your tech devices if you have questions. He can't help you figure out your password, but he can help you Google something or how to run your phone or take a picture, use your laptop. Stop in and he'll help you at 4:30. On Friday, Mr. Z will, I'll have card crafting in the afternoon at 1 o'clock. You can stop in and I will have cards for you to make, all kinds of stickers and fun stuff to make, Christmas cards or birthday card. Stop up at the second floor and I'll be there from 1 to 4. Mr. Z will be with his friend the dinosaur at Nights on the Green on Friday night. This is a great chance for me to tell you that Nights on the Green has been moved out to the Case IH building at the Central Iowa Expo because they're expecting bad weather. So rather than to cancel it, they're trying to get the word out that it's being moved. So he'll be there with Mr. Dinosaur. You'll have one more chance to see Dinosaur on Saturday at Rhonda Kelly. She's our teen librarian at her program. Hugely popular, 8th annual Ericon. If you're into comic books or superheroes, this program is for you. I heard her say today she has so many vendors that she's probably going to have to extend them upstairs, which is a good thing. And there's a costume contest at noon, so if you like to dress up as a superhero, come on out. You might win a, she has some great prizes. That's all day on Saturday from 9 to 1. On Monday, it's a craft donation day. I'm still taking craft donations, and it's your last chance to learn how to play the ukulele. So if you have a ukulele, bring it with you, or there will be some there for you to try them out. On Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock, Bubbles Everywhere will be out in the library garden, weather permitting. And if you have kids or grandkids, or you just want to come and blow some bubbles and make some bubble art with the Grout Museum, they're from Waterloo, and they've been invited to come as part of our summer reading program. So Tuesday morning at 10. And then I have bingo at 1 o'clock, wildly popular. Can't say enough good things about that program to the people that come, and so many wonderful people that have donated prizes. And the other day, everybody went home with a prize, and we had about nearly 40 people in there. So it's a great, fun time, 1 o'clock on Tuesdays. And I did want to put a quick plug in for, I know you have Municipal Band Festival on Saturday, but then we also have our last summer concert next Friday night, the 18th, here at 7:30. The Central Iowa Jazz Combo will be here. We have a lot of competition that night because I also know there's music at the fair. So I hope you can come out and join us for an hour or so and enjoy some smooth jazz. I also have one more thing I wanted to mention. I don't know if you can see this, you can come back and see it at the book bike. Our director, Jamie Williams, brought it tonight, and tonight we have books in there so that you can make a music note, Jill Lutz. She has been asking me for several years to make a project that everybody could do, and I did it on a Saturday. I marked the book in the afternoon, and I sat and folded the pages at night. It looks daunting, but I have some good instructions back there. I have free books. And there's a great YouTube video that walked me through it. So I encourage you to come back and get a book. If we run out of books, I'll have more at the library, of course. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was amazing.
All right, so thank you, Candy. We have been playing a decent amount of classical music this year, and I have been loving it. How about all you? Have you been enjoying? That's great. We've done Beethoven's Fifth. We've done Tchaikovsky's Sleeping Beauty. There's been a couple others, I'm sure. But this one, we are going back to the classical world. This piece was composed in 1892, the Nutcracker Ballet. So in broad strokes, the story of the Nutcracker is depicting a German family in the 1820s preparing for a Christmas party. Well, since the 1890s, the ballet has taken off and has been performed all over the world, including places like Ames, Iowa. So every year, the Robert Thomas Dance Center puts on a giant production of the Nutcracker Ballet. There are hundreds of people involved in this production. Well, last year, they were having trouble securing adult males for the opening party scene. As it happens, I know the choreographer. And she reached out asking if I'd be interested in dancing in the ballet. So it was decided. I would become a professional ballet dancer. So with myself, my partner, and two other friends, we graciously stepped in. We rehearsed on Sundays for months leading up to the performance in December. I, myself, was assigned two wives and three children. And in an amazing coincidence, my blonde wife, she had participated in the Ames in the Boone Municipal Band Festival with the Ames Band as their featured singer. In conversation, it randomly came up, and it was amazing, so she might come out here and sing with us sometime. And if things work out, I plan on reprising my role as the general, who I assume is fifth in line for whatever their leader is. So, while you go ahead and order tickets ahead of time, we are going to play for you the famous themes from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker.
Thank you.
Well, in my haste, I forgot to mention something that I think is kind of fun. Since I've recently gotten to wear shorts, since it's super hot outside, my socks are showing. And something quirky about me is I have never worn the same matching socks in 20 years. So my right sock happens to be a nutcracker. And then my left sock are cacti, music notes, and the cacti are wearing Christmas hats. So, I thought that was kind of fun. Well, our next piece for you is a cute little march that we made that are made up of two older Christmas time melodies. The melody Babes in Toyland and March of the Toy Soldiers. This is a high energy march that moves right along, and we know it's gonna keep your toes tapping. Enjoy. It's called Holiday Parade. All right, big thanks to the Augustana Lutheran Church for their amazing ice cream social. I gotta say, these look like the deluxe desserts today. They are not holding back on this. All right, Mom, wherever you are, I think she said she might be over at the park. This one's for her. So aside from the music, the house decorations, both exterior and interior, the calendars, the vacations from work, the church celebrations, and of course Mariah Carey, nothing gets us in the mood quite like a good movie, right, for the holidays. So The Polar Express is a touching story of the magic of being a kid at Christmas, and kind of asks the question if adults can keep that Christmas spirit. It has, to me, withstood the test of 21 years, and we are excited to share the music of the movie with you. This piece features a lot of different styles of music, so we know you're gonna find something that fits your mood. This is The Polar Express. We'll be right back. I don't want to ruin the mood from that, but every time I hear that da da, it's like too ra lu ra. That song, there's something of that in there. All right, so it is that time. It is time for our favorite game show in the middle of our concert. Say it with me. Where ya from? That's right, where you get to find out where our audience is from. And I will tell you, this has been one of the most successful years for the Where You're From board. I think last Friday was our concert, the 4th of July, and we really, 12? Well, 12, maybe 10 to 12 from that day. We have 25 states represented so far this year. Some years we barely get past 20, and we have like two more performances left after this. So I am so excited about this. This is one of our more successful boards. So this side of the audience, I have a little bit of bad news. For this side of the audience too, but I was talking to them first. We are out of gift bags. We have had too many tourists, so we are working to get more bags. If you want to contact us afterwards, leave us some information, we'd be happy to take it. So, don't let that deter you though. Is anyone from this half of the audience here from outside of the state of Iowa? Yes, we got some takers. Wisconsin! We needed that one. Thank you for being here. All right, way back here. Pennsylvania! Amazing! That is two new ones already. What a terrific audience. All right, anyone else want to join in on this fun? Hey, I'll take it. Two new states is great. All right, this half. Yes, I see an excited one right here. Alaska? Nice. That's amazing. Welcome to our humidity. Anyone else here from out of the state of Iowa? Yeah, over here. Australia? Amazing. That's Australia. And this is why we need to get on our tuchuses, because we gotta make a globe. Alright, I think I saw another hand. Is anyone else? Yes. South Dakota. Alright, we'll take it. Amazing, you guys are really turning this out. Thank you all for inviting your far and away families. anyone else in the whole pavilion here? And did I miss anyone? That is incredible. That is like three new states and a new country for us. Wonderful, thank you everyone for playing this edition of Where Ya From? Thank you, percussion. This is exciting. Like I said, if we get to 50, it's a 50-state tour. And that is going to be popular. I'm going to pitch it tomorrow to Charity Nebby, see what she thinks. All right, so we are going to play for you another beautiful piece. This one is entitled Christmas Pipes. It is in 6/8 time, so it's like a triplet, 1 and 2 and. It's got that kind of feel to it. And there are no minor parts to it. This is just a feel-good piece, so we know you're going to love this one. This is Christmas Pipes. Well, we had a fun time rehearsing this piece on Monday, and this next piece, I will say. And I love that even this late in the season, when we are reading music, we still enjoy the little things. And that is how you know we love what we do. We all shared some laughter and eventually got back to work. And that is exactly how I like rehearsals. We are a band that enjoys music and we enjoy having fun. It shows in our rehearsals, and I really think it shows here at our concerts. So thank you, band, for making this so much fun. Well, our next piece is Green Sleeves by Alfred Reed. This melody has been around since what I could find, the 1580s. So it's almost 500 years, making it 300 years older than the Nutcracker that we played earlier. And I don't know how they determined back then the tempos, because Stars and Stripes was not around then. So that was a little joke from last week. This melody also inspired the recent musical Six, which features the six ex-wives of King Henry VIII. Alfred Reed's version is decidedly less raunchy and less techno-dancey. This Green Sleeves depicts a serene night with a recently fallen snow, at least in my memory. The beginning features a passage of moving notes that gets passed around the woodwinds, and the line is so beautiful to me that I actually usually forget that there's a real melody in the baritone section. So, you guys listen to the baritones while I have fun in clarinet land. This is Green Sleeves. I try to refrain from saying this is my favorite piece because otherwise I say it for every song. That is definitely my favorite Christmas piece though. So our last piece for you tonight, that's not America the Beautiful, is from another classic Christmas cartoon that inspired a live action movie. Does anyone know anyone that fits that description? A cartoon became a live action movie, Christmas favorite. The Grinch, I think I heard it. How the Grinch Stole Christmas. So these classics are perennials in our families. They always help set that Christmas cheer. This medley features what I call Dahu Dore. I don't call it whatever other name it has. It's called Dahu Dore. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. And the song in the cartoon that plays when the sleigh is racing down the mountain. And I just love that scene because the dog, you know, gets a little slower than the sleigh. And the Grinch looks for him and he's on the back of the sleigh just waving at him. Love it. So this is the Grinch.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. We really hope that we brought you the half Christmas cheer this year, you know, and think Christmas in July. We thank you for all your love and support and wish everyone a safe half Christmas. We are going to end our concert today the way we end all of our concerts, with the beautiful playing of the of America the Beautiful, sung by Lily Smith. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you on Saturday. You'll hear us Thursday morning, 10 a.m. on Talk of Iowa.